Now, here's a wake-up call about bananas, world's most popular fruit, but they're under threat from a fungus that's spreading through plantations worldwide. Simran Sethi joins us now to separate banana fact from fiction. She's written about what she calls the slow loss of foods we love, including potentially bananas. First off, Simran, the banana we're talking about is the kind of banana we see in markets everywhere and that I buy almost weekly, isn't it?
It is. It's surprisingly, Carol, the one banana that we see. Thousands of bananas are grown throughout the world, but only one makes it to store shelves, and it's a banana known as the Cavendish. You know, it's the yellow banana you've seen. It's not terribly sweet, and it actually is the replacement banana for the banana, the one banana that used to be on store shelves, which was the Gros Michel back in the 1960s.
So what's interesting in this story is that a disease destroyed the Gros Michel, or Big Mike banana, as it was known, and now a variant of that same disease is maybe threatening the Cavendish?
Exactly. In the 1950s, that soil fungus wiped out the Gros Michel, and here it is again, Tropical Race 4, which is a strain of the exact same fungus that's now wiping out the Cavendish. The challenge is we don't have another banana in its place ready to go to offer in its stead.
At this point, has the disease ruined banana crops in certain parts of the world and it's difficult to get bananas there, but so far in Latin America, the source of most of our bananas, is that safe?
The source of most of our bananas in Latin America is also starting to suffer from this. I had the opportunity to visit banana plantations in Ecuador that were growing both organic bananas and bananas that were treated with pesticides and herbicides. And it's remarkable what is happening now to the entire industry. I mean, 15% of bananas throughout the world are exported in places like Ecuador. It's one of the top exports. We're talking about something that is going to cripple economies and that we've not only seen with the banana, but we're seeing with multiple foods slowly. They haven't yet reached maybe our store shelves here in the United States, but the producing countries are really starting to suffer.
And from what I understand, this is a monocrop, a monoculture crop.
That is correct.
Which makes it more vulnerable to the disease, is that correct?
Increasingly, most of our food is grown in monoculture as monocrops. It's an efficient way to be able to irrigate everything at the same time, treat everything at the same time. But what you know, we can also understand is if one disease comes in or one pest comes in, it wipes out everything. And we've seen this happen before. We're seeing this happen now with coffee. We saw this happen with the Irish potato famine. And slowly, all these crops that are being grown in monoculture throughout the world are starting to suffer from various types of changes that were in some cases unanticipated and certainly ones that are wreaking more havoc than we would have expected had we grown crops biodiversely, grown multiple crops together.
Do you agree with some experts who predict that the Cavendish banana that we're all used to is going to go extinct?
Sadly, I do feel like we're maybe going to be losing our banana. And the beautiful thing is there are areas of the world that have been maintaining biodiversity of bananas, and we'll be able to look into those gene pools and see what we can find. But if we think that there's going to be an immediate replacement that will be shelf stable and ready to travel the way our mighty Cavendish has, I think we might be in for some challenges and disappointment.
Are people working on a replacement for the Cavendish now?
People are working on a replacement, but it's just not happening quickly enough. And, you know, with climate change in particular, the banana is the bellwether. You know, as the globe warms up, we're seeing this disease increase in its intensity, this fungus. So, you know, people are working as hard as they can, but there's quite a bit of unpredictability with what we're seeing with climate variability. And so researchers can only work through what they know. There's climate modeling that shows, you know, this kind of challenge is going to happen to a number of crops, but people are working as hard as they can, but there's just only so much we can do right now.
So my final question is, a year from now, will I still see my favorite banana in the supermarket, or how soon will they suddenly not be around?
That's a really good question, and I wish I could answer it, but it's the same kind of variability that we see with climate change. We don't exactly know what will happen. But what we do know is everything that we see in the grocery store is going to start to shift. This has happened to potatoes with the Irish potato famine. This isn't new. It's happening to coffee. Two countries have declared states of emergency because of coffee leaf rust wiping out coffee plantations, and now we see it with bananas. And this is something that we'll continue to see happening if we don't start to take more proactive measures as eaters and as people who want to support conservation of diversity in foods.
Simran Sethi is author of Bread, Wine, Chocolate, The Slow Loss of Foods We Love. Thanks, Simran.
Thank you.